Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy some teaching, healing, and prophetic ministry from one of our Encounter and Equip services.
He's alive, and guess what? I love this song, but you know what? He's here.
Yes.
He's here.
Yes.
He has come. He's alive. He's alive, and he's here, right here and available for us. Amen? Amen. I love worship, because what it does is it gets us activated into partnering with the truth of God. He's alive. He's alive. And he's here, and he's coming right now to your life in any moment, because he's in you, he's within you, he's around you all the time. We don't have to wait for the one day. We don't have to wait for the one day. He's already here. He already came. He is here. He is alive. He is active. He is well. We don't have to wait for the one day, right? People are often waiting for the one day when I get to heaven. No, no, no. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom has already come. It's in you. It's around you all the time. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have the ability to do everything that Jesus did. That's what the Bible says. He says, I have come. They may have life, and they may have it in abundance. Abundance. You don't have to wait for the one day. He's already come. He's already here. He's fully alive, and he's fully present. Amen? Amen. I heard and I could feel, though, desperation and ache in the room this morning. I could hear and I could feel desperation in the room. So I want to pray right now for anyone who's feeling a place of weariness. For some of you, this year's been a very hard year. Okay, we all go through different seasons in life, different things that take place. I don't know about you, but one of the things I like to do at the end of the year is to review this last year and to thank God for the highs and the lows. It's not about the highs and the lows. There's a thing that I've often heard. It's not about the highs and the lows. Keith Fronte says all the time. It's like, it's not about the highs and the lows. It's about staying in the game. It's about staying in the game. Okay, there are highs and there's lows. So we want to be thankful for all of it. For all of it. Because no matter what we go through, Scripture says suffering develops perseverance. Perseverance develops character, the very nature of Christ. The character of Christ. Right? And character develops what? Hope. And hope does not disappoint. Why? Because it is a happy certainty. Hope is not wishful thinking in the Bible. Hope is not wishful thinking. I hope so, maybe. That is not biblical. The biblical definition of hope is a happy certainty. I know that I know that I know good things are coming. Why? Because he's good. And he is with me. And he is for me. So who can be against me? No one. Whom shall I fear? No one. Right? Because he's good. Amen? Amen. So I just want to pray right now for those of you who feel like you've been in a weariness, in a season of heaviness. I'm not going to ask you to identify yourself. You know who you are. I'm just going to ask everyone to bow your heads right now. It's between you and God, okay? But I am going to ask that before you leave this morning that you'll come to the altar and pray, that you'll have one of us, one of our altar team members, pray for you to be able to help partner with you in prayer. It is biblical to come and cast your cares upon one another so that we can pray for you. Even Moses needed his hands raised up and held up for a time and a season. So, Father, right now, you know every heart in this room. And I thank you, Lord, that you have seen every situation and circumstance. And you were there. Even if we didn't know it or didn't feel it, you were there. Even if we don't understand, God, you were there. And we declare you are good. Even when we don't understand, we declare you are good. And you are for us. That you are with us in everything. And no matter what the enemy had intended for evil, God, you will work it for my good. You will work it for me. So, Father, I come right now against every spirit of heaviness, every weariness, every place where there's been loss, every place where there's grief, every place where there's been torment.
Lord, we come against that right now in Jesus' name. And I speak the spirit of life, and I speak the spirit of hope, God. And I thank you that you are the light in dark places. Lord, help them see the light and the life that you bring. And I thank you that in every death, there is a rebirth. In every place that fire has tested, Lord, you purify, you strengthen, you bring us into alignment. Because Jesus, you made us whole. And we lack nothing in you, Jesus. We lack nothing. For you have given us every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. So Lord, I speak to any weary soul right now and I say, come alive. Come alive. Come into truth. Come into hope. I release joy in your heart right now. Childlike faith to arise, to release joy. Releasing joy. Releasing joy where there's been grief and loss, where there's heaviness, where there's pain. God, there is life and there is hope. There's love. We thank you, Lord, that where we're weary, you strengthen us. You said where I am weak, God, we're able to be strong because of you. I thank you that in our weakness and our brokenness, we can come before you. Lord, we can surrender all of it to you. So just take a moment right now. God, I surrender this to you. Lord, I surrender this to you. I give it to you. I give you all pain, all weariness, all suffering, all loss, every disappointment, God. I lay it at your feet. Come, Holy Spirit, and release a breath of life again. Just take a deep breath in for me. I breathe in the ruach, the breath of life, God, and I blow out every negative thing. I breathe in, God, life, and I blow out death and loss and pain. I breathe in hope. I release disappointment. I breathe in joy and release all heaviness. I breathe in the promises that you have spoken that stabilize me. I thank you, Lord, that our feet are firmly planted on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. The blood that paid for it all. There is power in your blood, God. And we thank you for it. And we rejoice in you, God. Because the enemy, the scripture says, had the enemy even known, he would have never crucified the Christ. Oh, Jesus, the victory that you won. Thank you, God, that we are victorious. So we breathe in victory. We breathe in victory and we release victory because now there's a transformation inside of us, God, that we don't just breathe out the negative, but we are now releasing the things that you've poured into us. We breathe in life and we breathe out life. We breathe in hope and we release hope. We breathe in light and we release light. We breathe in joy and we release joy. We breathe in strength and we release strength, God, because you are the transforming work and power within us. Holy Spirit, we thank you that we are a new creation in Christ. The old is gone and the new has come. So we thank you, God. We thank you and we celebrate you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's release a shout of victory. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you. I pray that you hear what just happened and you settle it within you that at any moment, no matter what the circumstance is, you can do what we just did. Be real. Be vulnerable. Be authentic. Be transparent. I'm hurting. I'm broken. I'm weary. I'm heavy. But God. But God, you were broken. You suffered. You paid so that I now can have new life and new breath. This is how we walk the walk of faith. It's about faith, not about our circumstances. It's the testing and the persevering of our faith. So I bless you in Jesus' name to be empowered by the truth of God and the love of God. The Word and the Spirit makes us whole in Jesus. Amen. It's the truth of the fullness of the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of salvation is just the door. The gospel of the kingdom is the fullness thereof. Everything he paid for is what he wants us to walk in. So anytime we walk in a measure, he's like, I want you to have the full. When you feel like you just have a measure, you have to remind yourself, he paid for the full. And I want to see Jesus get the fullness of his reward. The fullness of his reward is us fully walking out who he says that we are. Amen? So we're going to take some time now. This is our encounter service. If you're new and you're visiting, hello, welcome. We love that you're here in our first service. We do have two services now, and I am so thankful that God is expanding us. He said expansion. It was a time of expansion in 2023. In 2023, he gave me Psalm 23, which is one of my favorite psalms, right? All the scriptures are good, but it was highlighted for this year, for 2023. He's the good shepherd, and in every circumstance, no matter what, even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me, right? Everything that we walk through in life is about him revealing his nature to us. Everything is about him. It's about our relationship with him and us becoming like Jesus, walking it out. And so we preach the fullness of the kingdom here at Legacy, and who you are as a son and a daughter, who you are as a priest and a king. And so everything is available to you that he paid for. In scripture, every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. And he said, it's good that I go so that he could send who? The Holy Spirit, right? So that he could have, we could walk in the Holy Spirit and he can have the fullness of his reward by us becoming Jesus. The same things Jesus did on the earth. And so we believe that every single son and daughter has the ability to hear God, to prophesy, to pray, and to see things happen. Amen? So we pray for healing on these Encounter Sundays. Why? Because Jesus paid for it. He paid for it, right? Everything he paid for in his body, he paid for it. And so we contend for it. And I talk about this a lot. Contending is not begging. We are not orphans. We don't have to beg God. He already did it. We have to come into alignment and in agreement with the truth of what he said, right? And so he paid for all of our sin and all of our diseases, okay? And we have the ability to pray for plan A, the fullness thereof manifested now, this side of heaven, because he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's available within reach. He also said the kingdom of heaven is within you. So we're going to pray for healing. There's a few words of knowledge the prayer team got, and there's a few more. If you guys have a word of knowledge, what a word of knowledge is just God telling you what he's doing in the room. It's a factual information that you could not know outside of him telling you. We specifically ask God for words of knowledge for healing for anyone in the room or on the live stream or anyone that you could be interceding for. Okay, so a few of those, one of them was arthritis, particularly the phrase trigger finger. So if some of you are hunters, maybe if there's something going on in your finger or in your hands, but it could just be arthritis in general. Does anybody have that? Wave. For me, anybody here in the room? Okay, that's okay. Hey, listen, we can miss it sometimes, or it can be for somebody later that you're going to run into. I've seen it happen. You're out and about, talking to some friends, right? Someone starts talking about their fingers hurting. They got a diagnosis of arthritis or something going on. Someone says the word trigger finger, and you're like, oh, that was mentioned at church. I can't tell you how many times this has happened. I'm just telling you, okay? We hang on to the words of knowledge because God is saying something. He's doing something. But it also could be that we're missing it. Let's just be real. So we're practicing. We're practicing hearing God, and this is how we test it out, okay? So arthritis was one. We dealt with some heaviness. There were some things that I felt it in the room as well, but that was also a word of knowledge about heaviness and heaviness of heart and dealing with some of that. Christy, remember the third one? I forgot it just now. I don't remember the other one right now. But here's a few more while she's looking. I left my phone over there. Do what? Oh, yeah, teeth and gums. That was that was really interesting to me. So I thought, okay, that's an interesting one. I like the weird ones, right? Like the, oh, that's different. Okay, teeth and gums. So if there's people dealing with stuff with teeth and gums, I want to share a testimony about teeth and gums. And then when I read that, I actually remembered a word of knowledge about the jaw. And so if you have something going on with your jaw, TMJ is very common, or sometimes even it causes, there's a link between that and tinnitus, if there's ringing in the ears as well, something going on here. But there was a word of knowledge that I got years ago. Remember, there's power in the testimony. That's why I'm sharing it. Someone had, there was pain that was going from the ear all the way down to the jaw. And I've seen multiple people healed of jaw pain, TMJ. But there was something about tubes in the ears as well, something going on there. And so anytime we release a word of knowledge, and some of you guys may have some here in a moment, I'm going to ask for them as well. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to just stand up. Why? Because it's an act of faith to go, here I am, Lord. That was me. That's mine. We're grabbing it. When you stand up, you're grabbing hold of it. So any of those words of knowledge make sense to any of you in the room right now, I'm going to ask you to stand up. Okay? Any of those words, arthritis, trigger finger, teeth and gums, something going on, tinnitus or jaw pain, any of that? Did you have another one?
I thought it was important for us to combat an idea that sometimes enters into the body of Christ, which is this. Whenever we get a diagnosis or we feel a pain and there's something about us that says, no, I don't receive that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm not receiving that. But there's been a teaching that says this. Well, if I actually acknowledge that I have it, that I don't have faith, and I get into this weird, wait a minute. If you've got something, you have to acknowledge it so that you can bring something to the Lord, right? And so it's not a lack of faith to say, yes, that's a real thing, but now I'm bringing it to the Lord and saying, I don't receive this. I'm giving it to the Lord so I can exchange it for his healing. Does that make sense? So as this stuff's going out there, make sure you do. And there's no small thing, right? Sometimes, I don't have cancer, so why would I want to stand up for gums? Well, because I want my gums healed. That's why I'm standing up, right? So if you need healing, step into it.
Yeah, that's so good. Because listen, childlike faith, right, is what it's about. Childlike faith is what it's about. So for those of you who are standing, we're going to pray here in just a moment. There's a couple more words of knowledge, but I feel like they're in the room. I'm going to ask her, anybody else feel like you have a word of knowledge? I just want you to shout it out if there's something the Lord's telling you right now. Brain fog, foggy mind, same thing. So whoever's got foggy mind, lack of clarity or whatever, please stand up if you want to be healed. Bone spurs. We keep getting those bone spurred ones. I just feel like we're going to have an anointing or something against bone spurs in this house that always shows up. Anyone else? Lower back pain. I'm going to be a little bit more specific on that one. Lots of people have lower back pain, but there's a bulging disc. There's a specific sharp pain in the lower back. You have a bulging disc. Okay, anyone else? Gastritis. If you have gastritis, okay. Chronic depression, if you've been diagnosed and it's something you've had to fight, come against that spirit in Jesus' name. Anyone else? Word of knowledge. Has anyone torn a ligament? I'm not hearing exactly where, but I just heard a torn ligament, or you may have torn something, torn a ligament. Okay, maybe one. Okay. Yeah, and I love what Jay said. Listen, we got to be honest, okay? We have to be honest with where you're at, with what you're feeling, okay? And we're like, this is not mine, but I acknowledge that I'm feeling it, and I want to give it to the Lord. Amen? Okay, so we're just going to pray right now. I'm just going to pray a general prayer over everybody because God, if it's a true word of knowledge, God's already said he's healing it. You understand? So that's why we declare it first. So sovereignly, we just thank you, God, that you've released these words of knowledge right now by faith. We say thank you, God, and we ask right now for healing to come into every body right now, that every ailment that was listed that you released, Father, we release healing to them right now. We speak wholeness. We plead the blood of Jesus over each one. Lord, I ask for faith in the room to arise. I ask for your gift of faith, God, your faith, God, that doesn't lack anything. So we come up higher and we say thank you that we are whole in Jesus. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Release your healing. We thank you. We receive it. Amen? Amen. Now, we're going to ask you to test it out for just a moment. Now, however you might be able to test it out, sometimes it takes an x-ray or blood test or something else with things, but if there's anything you couldn't do before or if you can notice a measure of pain. Now, why am I going through this every single Encounter Sunday? Because we all need to practice understanding this is very, very simple. We are not the healer. God's the healer, okay? But if you can't do something and all of a sudden you can do it, guess what? You're healed. If there's a measure of it, we have to test it out by faith. If I had a sprained ankle or something, I would roll it out. I would walk on it. I would test it. Do something right now to test it out. Those of you who are standing, you just got prayed for. If there's anything that you can feel, sometimes the Lord will touch you in a manifested way. You'll feel heat in your body. You'll feel tingling or electricity. Not always. Sometimes people will feel a cooling. Sometimes you'll feel nothing at all, but all of a sudden the pain's not there anymore. Do you understand? So I want you to test it out. Take a minute. If there's anything that you can do to test it out, wiggle around, move, do something, even if it's just taking a step. Sometimes I feel like just doing something is taking a step of faith, just like you standing. Okay? So test it out. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 is no pain. 10 is a whole lot of pain. Identify where you were and where you are now. Test it out. Now, if you felt a shift at all, I want you to wave one hand at me. Wave one hand, okay? Now, I'm not talking about just by faith. I'm talking about physically. Something happened, right? There's a shift, okay? We've got a few hands in the room. Okay, now, anybody feel like you've been completely healed? Again, don't just say this by faith. We want to be like, no, really, I couldn't raise my arm, and now I can raise my arm. Pain is gone. It's completely different. Wave two hands at me. Okay. All right, now, we have the prayer team sitting down all around you, okay? So if you need a healing, I want you to stand up. If you weren't called out, words of knowledge, I want you to stand up as well. If there's something that you need healing for and you may not have had a word of knowledge release, I want you to go ahead and stand up as well so we can identify who needs prayer. Now, everybody else is the prayer team, so I want you guys to find somebody who's standing. Go ahead and move. Let's get up and move. This is activation. Encounter Sunday here, we activate. We are all sons and daughters. We all get to pray. We pray like a child. So we just ask them. Everybody standing needs to have somebody praying for them. If you don't have somebody praying for you, please wave at me. Let's ask what it is that they need prayer for, or what do they want gone. And we come into agreement right now. We command pain to go in Jesus' name. We speak to the muscle. We speak to the bones to move in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now take a moment and make sure we test it out. Ask if anything has shifted, if the pain has moved at all from one number to another. If there's been any noticeable difference, test it out. All right, now again, I want to see signs of faith. We clap or we raise hands whenever so we know that something has shifted. One hand in the air means something is working. We've got one hand in the air. Thank you, Lord. Two hands if you feel like it's completely healed, if you've been completely healed. Thank you, Lord. Now don't move anywhere because we're going to pray twice. Even Jesus prayed twice. All right, go ahead and pray a second time. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if anything has shifted, we want to celebrate with you. One hand in the air if you feel like a shift has happened. Sometimes healing takes time. It's a progression.
All right, anyone have a measure of healing? Wave one hand at me. One hand in the room. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Thank you, Lord. 2 hands in the air. 8. Thank you. Thank you. We've got a couple with 2 hands in the air. Why do we do that, you guys? Because we testify to the goodness of God, right? And again, it's important to be honest. Like, we want to step out in faith. Yes, we want to live by faith. But when we're doing these exercises like this, it's to activate us to know how to pray when you're out at the grocery store, when you're talking to your friends at work, when someone comes up to you, you know, and you're having lunch with somebody and they start sharing about something, to not be afraid to pray right where you are. I can't tell you how many times I'll be like, oh, well, can I pray for you? They're like, yeah. And they think I'm just going to write them on a list somewhere. I'm like, no, like now. Oh, okay. Like, pray then, pray right then, and be bold and step out and to pray. It's childlike faith that takes us there. Remember, we're not the healer. God's the healer, so that's what matters. Amen. I'm going to ask the prophetic team to go ahead and come on up, please.
While the prophetic team's coming up, I just feel like the Lord said really specifically, there's a difference between amazement and surprise. Okay? Every time throughout the Gospels, you'll see whenever a sign, miracle, or wonder is done, there is amazement grew in the city with amongst the people, both those who were lost and those who were saved. They grew in a level of amazement, right? And I feel like the Lord is challenges when Cindy said that the childlikeness is so important because it always keeps us in a place of amazement. If you've seen little kids, they're amazed at the most mundane things. You're like, whoa, right? And one of the dangers of our stream of our of people who believe in supernatural healing is we can lose that amazement and go, yeah, it was supposed to happen. Yeah. We play it cool instead of being amazed all the time. We should be the ones who are completely amazed, not surprised. Like sometimes I've prayed for somebody and I had zero little faith, like, you know, but all of a sudden they got healed and I was surprised. I'm like, oh my, it worked, right? It's amazing. Right? But it really should, we should have this constant place of amazement, right? So I'm just going to release amazement over you right now, if that's okay. All right, just release your hands up right here. Say, Father, right now, I declare that we are a people who will remain childlike and amazed. We're not surprised when you do what you do, but we are amazed. Would you give us a fresh sense of amazement? Lord, would you stretch what we're comfortable with and what we even expect? So we live in a confident place of amazement all the time. Lord God, as we leave 2023, we expect greater things because that's who you are. But God, we will not play it off as if we figured it out. Amazement. Joy. Excitement. Come and have your way in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Now, again, like I said, we activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit in this house, and so this is our prophetic ministry team. We believe that every son and daughter can hear God and to prophesy, but we want to clean up prophetic ministry, okay? So everything that we do is by proper protocols, and so we edify, exhort, and give comfort. Well, when we release a personal word, there'll be one or two of us that'll prophesy over an individual. If you feel like that word is resonating in your spirit, feel free like a child in God and say, okay, that's mine too. He's no respecter of persons, right? If it's really for you, it'll manifest, okay? And so remember that we're all still practicing, so there may be a little bit of coaching or redirecting. Sometimes all of them is submitted to that. But we have an amazing team. Whether you get a word or not, I also want to remind you that you can come up at the end of service and you can grab any one of them and you can ask them to pray for you, ask if they have a word for you or whatever. And we also have at the end of service, before I forget, I'll say it now, we also have the dream team. We call them our dream team is the youth ministry who've been trained in dream interpretation. And so if you have a dream that you're puzzled about or whatever that you want to present and ask for some feedback and prayer over that, then we do have our dream team will be available for you at the end of service as well as our altar team to pray for you for anything. We never want you to leave just coming and sitting and hearing. We want you to be activated. We want you to be equipped, and we want to partner with you because God wants to partner with you. Amen? Amen. So our job is to hear God, to release the revelation and our interpretation. It's your job to interpret, to test, to judge the word, and to apply it. Okay, and that's a much heavier responsibility is for you to be able to do it, but we are very serious about making sure that our language fits the language of the Father as he releases identity and promises over you. Amen? Amen. All right. Who'd like to go first?
Yeah. So, yes, the lady in the brown. What's your name? Jessica. So you know, Pastor Jay was just talking about that restoring of childlike faith, and that was exactly the first thing that I heard when I saw you. I feel like the Lord is restoring your childlike faith, that he's renewing it and bringing, it's almost like a metamorphosis, that you've been maybe in a season of heaviness, but that you are coming out into this overwhelming joy, and you're going to fly free. And so I just release that over you, that renewing and that restoring of that childlike faith.
And I just kept hearing tip of the spear. It's piercing, and it's going to flow forth fast and hard, and your joy will come.
I actually see the Holy Spirit hovering over you, and he's hovering right around your head, and I just see this dropping. He says it's time for more of him in your life.
Yeah, I saw that same thing, only I saw the Holy Spirit like a mother hen gathering you under her wings and his wings, and the Holy Spirit is all over you right now, and it has been since you walked in the door. You were highlighted to me the moment you walked in the door, and I even pointed my wife, go talk to her. And so Holy Spirit is all over you, and he's saying, you're home, welcome home. And not just in this building, but it's the church, it's the body of Christ, you're home with us.
Guy sitting next to Jack in the back, plaid shirt back there. I saw your tattoos on your arms, and I felt like you had been marked in the past by some things, and the Lord is taking the things that you had been marked with in the past, and he's rewriting them. I was reading this morning in Numbers 24 how Balaam, the donkey and the guy, he couldn't help but speak blessings. He was hired to speak all these other things over the nation of Israel, but he said, no, I can only speak blessings. And I just want to declare over you, there's only blessings over you. And yeah, you're only marked with blessings. Yeah. And I just declare that you're blessed. And I think you need to hear that you, God says you're.
And I also heard that this last season was a season of whys for you. Why God? Why this? Why that? And the Lord is saying that he is tweaking things, and he's taking you and launching you in a new direction this next year, 2024. He is bringing you into an alignment, and he's bringing through breakthrough in your life. And the things that you have questioned in the past are going to be answered this year. And there is going to be a new beginning for you, and I just release that over you now in Jesus.
And as Kelly was saying that he's rewriting everything, I feel like there's been certain words or things that have been said, but they're being restored. So as maybe as someone who might be seem come across closed off or shut down, the Lord is saying, no, you're open, you're protector, you're, you know, he's bringing forth and reversing you know, sorrow to joy, and he's reversing and flipping every single word that has been spoken about you.
I see the Lord taking, what is it called, an hourglass, and I see him flipping it. And I see him flipping it, because I heard him say the tables have turned.
That's really good. Woo, that was good. Wow. He said the tables have turned. Tables have turned for you. And it's and when I felt that, I actually saw like Jesus flipping the tables. You're a table flipper. You're like, nope, this isn't right. This is what's right. You're a table flipper. And the Lord is saying the tables have turned. What the enemy thought he could accomplish, he actually strengthened. God is taking that place to strengthen you, and he has marked you as someone who is a table flipper and a man who's after truth. And the Lord said he's given you his word into your mouth because you know how to speak truth, you know how to see truth, and you know how to walk that dividing line. And you know how to be able to say yes, and you're able to say no. And the Lord is showing you right now places in your life where he's saying, now you say yes. And when you say yes so strongly, the no is so much more easier. The tables have flipped, the Lord
Lord said, and the enemy, what he thought, he came after you. I say this all the time in my prayers. Oh, you're going to pay for that one. Ha ha. Right? Like, you're going to pay for that one. Like, every time he's tried to come after me, it's like, oh, you're going to pay for that one. Because there's a warrior inside of you that says, no, I'm for the Lord. I have a sword in my hand. I have a sword in my mouth because I have truth on my side. And the tables have turned. And when I saw him flip the sands of time, when I saw him flip that thing, he's like, you are not behind. It is not too late. There's plenty of time. It's kind of like, I even hear that the story of Joshua when he went to war and God set the time and the sun stayed out longer than it was supposed to. He held it. He held it. The day was longer so that he could finish the fight and be victorious. And I hear that that is what he's saying over you right now in Jesus' name.
So I noticed Cindy was wearing all black and white, and then I was like, oh, I'm wearing all black and white. And I was like, Jay's wearing black and white, and then black and white, and black and white. So I asked the Lord. So everyone who's wearing black and white, claim this if this is yours. I feel like the Lord said it's time for boundaries this year. To draw in the sand that line, whether it's family time you're protecting, whether it's work time needs to stay at work, whether it's boundaries of friends, boundaries with food, boundaries with screen time, boundaries with whatever it is in your life, that this is the year because he has more for you. But this boundary must be drawn and it must be protected like it's a war. Like this is the walls of my city. Like whatever the Lord is putting on your heart that you've just constantly said, I'm going to protect it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This is the year that he has strengthened you. This is the year that you draw that line. This is the year that says, this is my body, and I'm going to feed it what it needs to be fed. This is my family, and I'm going to protect this time and pour into it. So I just bless each and every one of you with the strategies. I bless you with the wisdom and the knowledge on how to protect and how to draw that boundary, because it is a holy boundary. This is a holy wall for you guys to move into that next area you need to protect first. So I just declare in Jesus' name that whatever that is, Lord, that you just bless them, and that it would be easy, that even if they struggled in the past and it's failed and the walls crumbled over and over again, this time it will stand, Lord. That you say enough is enough, it will stand right now in the name of Jesus. And I just bless each and every one of them in Jesus' name. Amen.
So mine was for plaids. Hers was black and white, but she mentioned plaid on this gentleman over here. But I'm seeing it throughout the whole congregation here. And plaids, to me, have always been lumberjack, you know. That's always been a something that I associated with lumberjacks. So God, and I couldn't remember the name plaid. I'm glad you said it. But if you're wearing that color today, what God is saying is that he's going to be using you in this new season to gather the construction materials of the kingdom, the people that need to be in his kingdom. He's going to be using you in an evangelistic way. And I'm not saying that you need to go up to people at the grocery store and preach at them at the grocery store. I'm not saying that for all of you. Some of you it is the case. If you're feeling that, come talk to me, because I really want to sow into that. But in your own families, in your own circle of friends that don't really have a close relationship with the Lord, he's going to be using you to bring the building blocks, the building materials of the kingdom. You too, young lady, this was really special for you. He's going to be using you to bring your friends to know who Jesus is. And I think that I just want to release that boldness over you. Father God, I pray for the Lion of Judah to inhabit there every day, that you would chase after everyone that you put in front of them that needs to hear your word. And I just bless them with that boldness that you have given to me to speak your truth in Jesus' name.
Pastor Jay, I have a word for you. When I look at you, I'm reminded of Moses. And you have a voice that he's given you. And this is a year for you to fully realize the authority that your voice carries. that you don't have to take the rod in your hand and hit the rock to make the water come. You can tell it to come. You can speak to the wall. You can speak to the wall. You can speak to the mountains, and you will get a response. You've gone through a season in the wilderness, raising up people and things coming your way, and you're like, these people, Lord. But you're standing at the river. You're looking at the promised land. And right now also, I believe this is a season of Joshua's, raising up and speaking into the future leaders of tomorrow and the DNA that you carry, speaking into them and preparing them for the promised land that lies ahead. So I release that over you. Speak out, speak out, speak out with that voice of authority that he has given you and that mantle that you carry.
The three right there, I hear that there is such a unity over your family, and God is taking you into this new season with that unity, and that where you walk, it will be highlighted. People will want to know what you have. And, sir, I hear the Lord saying, you're going to learn how to roar, and you're going to take that roar, and you're going to take it to many people. I hear over your family, and I've been hearing this a lot lately about the families. There's people in your family that you've been like, God, I don't know what to do anymore. And God said, roar. You've got everything inside. You roar over that family. You recognize, you decree, and you declare. Because where you take those feet, that's the assignment that God's taken you. And there are people that are very important to you that are more important to him. And you've got it inside of you. Roar. And we just release that.
So, Mark, I'm sorry, tell me your name again. Georgia. Mark and Georgia, y'all are an amazing powerhouse couple. Y'all are amazing for the Lord, and I agree that the boldness of the Lion of Judah is something that is God is releasing over y'all's life this year, roaring against the spirit of fear in people's lives. You guys know a lot of people that are trembling right now. And I have no way of knowing this, but you have a lot of people in your family that are just fearful, and I speak that truth over your family, that the Holy Spirit is the Lion of Judah that lives inside of you, and that Holy Spirit wants to roar over you and your family as his prize. Lions roar because they are declaring that they are the biggest and baddest and strongest in the area, and everything else needs to be running away from their sound of their voice. And that is what the Holy Spirit is saying over your family right now. So if Mark, if you would, as a prophetic act, close your eyes, picture that Holy Spirit, that Lion of Judah. Take a deep breath in through your nose and roar with me. One, two, three.
And for this family as well, I know Mr. Kent is your littlest of the family, and I was in the nursery today for half an hour watching him take everything and pull it out, take everything apart and pull it out, take everything out of the shelf and pull it out. And I was like, well, he's a little deconstructor. And that was the words that came out of my mouth. And I was like, Lord, what is that? And I felt like he's supposed to take down and take apart the things that this world has built. And he's the one that's going to take it down so that people who are watching him take everything apart. But I just bless you that that's who he is. He's a deconstructor that's built into him. That's why he does it all day long. Because he runs around doing it, right? And every single thing he finds, he takes apart. So I just declare that he's the one to take down the things that the enemy has put up. And so I bless him and release that.
Okay, Georgia. So I hear that you're a justice bringer. And God said that you have felt like you have been misunderstood a lot. But he said, keep doing what you're doing, because it's because people's ears are closed and their eyes, I mean, their ears and eyes are closed. He said, but he's going to open them. He said, so keep doing what you're doing, that you are a justice bringer. He's called you to that.
Georgia, I hear him say you're a nightingale, and your words and your voice is coming to the surface, and when you speak, they will listen.
Release that.
Yes. Yes. The gentleman with a button up, is it like a Hawaiian shirt? Yes. Yes, you. You were kind of hidden, but you weren't really hidden. And I feel like that was the word, is that you are not alone. You're not hidden. You're not alone. And I feel like as a prophetic act, I would like for you to stand up. To stand up on your feet. I also feel like you've been someone who's maybe, you know, beat to your own drum. And you've done your thing. You haven't followed the crowd. But now what you do, that the people are going to follow you because you represent Jesus Christ. So stand on your feet and be that representation. You are not alone. And people are following. I release that over you.
And when I saw you, the person that came to mind was Jerry Brooks. He's a comedian. And I see you bringing forth joy. So you will be bringing forth joy through others, and they're going to see the joy of Christ through you.
Jeremiah, the enemy has been trying to silence you, but he can't do it. It is impossible. Sorry, I get emotional. The enemy has been trying to silence you, your marriage, your wife, you. He's been actively pursuing you because you're worth fighting against in his eyes. You scare him. You scare him. You have an amazing weapon and gifts that he has given you that only you were built to wield and to carry. That every tear you've shed has been caught and collected. And the year of Jubilee is upon you. The year of breakthrough is upon you. I bless you. I bless you in your coming. I bless you in your going. I bless your marriage. I bless your wife. And I bless your voice. Your voice brings change. Stop muzzling yourself. Stop holding back. He's giving you words of knowledge. He's giving you words of wisdom and divine strategy. Don't be guilty of holding on to that when he told you to release it. Speak up. Stand up. Shine bright.
So I just have a really quick corporate word I wanted to release, but honestly, it's the same word I released in September. I was praying and asking the Lord, is there anything else you want to share? And if you guys didn't hear the word, it is online. You can go back and watch it. I've posted about it or whatever as well. But the key things are this. In 2024, the most important thing is going to be how you walk your walk. Okay? Listen, that's every year, right? I really feel like I need to say this, though, too. When we release prophetic words, it's because there's a now, there's a time and a season for a now in it. But it's all the truths, all the promises in Scripture are now, right? Like, everything in the kingdom is now. So I know some people kind of get weary of the yearly prophetic words or whatever, because it's still all the promises of God and all the Scripture is still true. But I'm going to tell you that there's an invitation in different times and seasons. That's why the sons of Issachar were so important, to understand the times and seasons, because God is highlighting certain things in certain times and seasons. Everybody goes through their own seasons, their own time and place, so sometimes they'll apply to you individually, but the word that I'm giving corporately means corporately is the body, not just the body here at Legacy, but the body of Christ. Does that make sense? And so the corporate word that I felt, again, as I was praying and asking the Lord usually tells them to me in September for the coming year, because he works on the Hebrew calendar for me. and releasing revelation. And so the same word applies. The things that I feel like I needed to highlight for you is that we have entered into a completely different epic, E-P-O-C-H, time and season, part of a dream that I had never shared for many, many years that the Lord gave me a long time ago. The main point in that one dream that I shared was that one book was closed and a second book was opening, and the first book was just open on a table. This was sometime in early 2000s or whatever, and I couldn't see what was written in that first book that was laid out on the table. But the second book, the binder of the book, said Second Pentecost, and the third book said Second Coming, and that's all I saw were the binders. And so I heard the Lord say for this season, this year, that we have closed the first book and we have opened the second one. Now, I don't know what that means. I'm being very honest when I say that. I'm very vulnerable. I don't know what all of that means. I don't have a theology around second coming. I mean, the second Pentecost versus second coming. We, you know, but the second Pentecost to me, it makes me go back to look at the first one. Okay, so we go back to look at the first one. All of the book of Acts is applicable because he is ready for his sons and daughters to step into who they are and to advance the kingdom. That has always been true since Jesus left and sat at the right hand of the Father. Okay, but he is highlighting it for this time. He is highlighting Isaiah 22:22. He's highlighted Revelation 3 and 4, that it's about coming up higher. It's about knowing that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and our prayer life has to come up to that place. Our prayer life has to come praying what God is praying from the throne room as we have encounters with him. You have to take time with him to have an encounter with him. You have to spend time face to face with somebody to have an encounter with them. There is no way I could get to know Kelly without spending some face time with her, okay? Without opening up and sharing, okay? The more intimate you become with a person, the more you know them, right? So that's what we have to do. And oftentimes in our heart of hearts, we guard our heart and we unintentionally even do it with the Lord. But the Lord is giving us the keys of the kingdom. He has already given to us, but he is highlighting that this is a season. You guys have heard it over and over for lots of different prophets. It's the year of the open door. Why? Because of the words, the play on the Hebrew numbers and the words and the signs and the symbols that go with 5784. That's the Hebrew year of the Lord. And so that there's symbols that go with every single letter. There's numbers. There's meanings for all of that. And basically it means that what comes out of your mouth is fire. It's to speak truth, right? That there is an open door available to you, which means there's also a closed door, okay? And so there are some things, just like every year, there are some things in the past that need to be laid down, that need to be shut off, and there are some new places, new seasons that he wants to take you into. That's what the new year is often all about anyway. It's what he brings about. But I'm telling you that it's a different thing in the spirit when he says, I now am doing it. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That scripture has resonated with me for at least 6 or 7 months now. Because he's trying to help us understand that we, when we talk about fighting, I'm a natural warrior inside of me. That is who God made to be. I love a good fight. Okay? I do, because God wins every single time. And so I have that inside of me that when something is like the injustice word, when there's a justice that needs to be done and truth needs to be spoken, I have no problem doing that. Now, I have other things I have to work on. Okay? But there are other things that the Lord is highlighting in terms of the open door. And I think it's really important when he said he is closing that one book and opening another, he wants us to lean in on what does Second Pentecost look like? That has been my question. What does it look like? Think about it. People have talked about this. The revival to end all revivals is a reformation and actually a renaissance where the complete culture shift takes place. It's the end of the church age and the beginning of the kingdom age. You hear the word kingdom a lot. You're going to see the word kingdom a lot, but not everybody who speaks it actually knows the fullness of it because we're still figuring it out. It's true. God is going to continue to release greater revelation on the fullness of his kingdom, his way, and how we're to walk it out. And there's greater revelation coming. Even Paul, when he wrote the scriptures, he said this was a new thing that God was revealing in that time and season. I feel like that was an epic time and season then as well. I feel like it's something similar. That's what the Lord has said. So I don't know the fullness of what that means, but here's what I do know. As a son and a daughter, you are to participate in the Father's business. You have purpose. You might think, but Cindy, what about my little old life? I just do this. I just take care of my family. I just get up and go to work. I just do. You're not just anything. You're not a just anything. You're not even human anymore. How do I know that? Because human nature is fallen nature. Yeah, you're still human in the natural. You have a physical body, but you are spirit. You are spirit having a physical experience. And so we live by faith in the Spirit of God. And I believe that the Lord is highlighting very specifically the gifts of Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. I talked about this before, other lives, other times or whatever, but I believe that the Lord has already equipped us to be victorious. He is Christus Victor. And so the more we understand the promises of God and the weapons of God, the more we will see breakthrough and victory in our natural lives, in our circumstances, in those situations. I'm ready for a day that when we have everybody stand up to pray for healing, for every single person to have two hands raised. Who's with me on that? Come on, that's why we do it. That's why we do it, is because there is a day coming when every single person we pray for is going to get healed. I absolutely believe that. I've been in meeting rooms where that's happened, where the majority of people who have their hands raised are waving their hands. I've seen it. I've been in the midst of revival. I've been in the midst of those things, and I'm contending for it, not begging for it. I'm leaning in. Contending is leaning in by faith because I'm expectant. With joy, expectant for it. And so I'm going to leave you with this, and then Jay's got a word for us. And then don't forget, at the end of service, we do have our prayer team available as well as our dream team. But the Lord was really highlighting for me Romans 12. I'm going to read it to you in the Passion Translation. I feel like the Lord is calling us not just into unity, but he is highlighting unity. And he actually highlighted Ezekiel 37 as well, where he takes the two sticks and put them in the hand and joined them as one. He was prophesying over Israel. There's something about unity that must take place, but unity is not enough in the sense that unity, if you could bring a bunch of different people from different denominations under one roof for a prayer meeting, that was a miracle. That was back in the day. Now I feel like there's a lot of really good ecumenical movements that are doing that, bringing the body closer together. And I think the Lord is going to continue to do that because he is equipping our body, strengthening his body to move forward and advance the kingdom. But unity must take place. It is not conformity. It is diversity. It is diversity. It's being able to love one another where you are, to be able to see and experience expressions, other gifts, other personalities, and love well. Okay? Unity is not enough, though. Intimacy is what matters. You have to really love and know one another. It's a time to pursue greater levels of intimacy with God and with one another. If you're hurting for a relationship, let's heal the relationships. Let's heal hearts. Let's bring reconciliation back to the forefront. We are called to the ministry of reconciliation. It's the only way we get higher and we mature. So here it is in the Passion. The Transforming Power of the Gospel is what it's titled. I love it. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? To surrender yourselves to God to be his sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. Your proper role in the body of Christ. God has given me a grace to speak a warning about pride, and I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Instead, honestly, assess your worth by using your God-given faith as the standard of measurement, and then you will see your true value with an appropriate self-esteem. In the human body, there are many parts and organs, each with a unique function, and so it is with the body of Christ. For though we are many, we've all been mingled into one body in Christ. This means that we are all vitally joined to one another, with each contributing to the others. God's marvelous grace imparts to each one of us varying gifts. So if God has given you the grace gift of prophecy, activate your gift by using the proportion of faith you have to prophesy. If your grace gift is serving, then thrive in serving others well. If you have the grace gift of teaching, then be actively teaching and training others. If you have the grace gift of encouragement, then use it often to encourage others. If you have the grace gift of giving to meet the needs of others, then may you prosper in your generosity without any fanfare. If you have the gift of leadership, be passionate about your leadership. And if you have the gift of showing compassion, then flourish in your cheerful display of compassion. Let the inner movement of your heart always be to love one another and never play the role of an actor wearing a mask. Despise evil and embrace everything that is good and virtuous. Be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Try to outdo yourselves in respect and honor of one another. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion toward him boiling hot. Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit and let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. Let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in a time of trouble, but commune with God at all times. Take a constant interest in the needs of God's beloved people and respond by helping them and eagerly welcome people as guests into your home. Speak blessing, not cursing, over those who reject and persecute you. Celebrate with those who celebrate and weep with those who grieve. Live happily together in a spirit of harmony and be as mindful of another's worth as you are your own. Don't live with a lofty mindset, thinking you're too important to serve others, but be willing to do menial tasks and identify with those who are humble-minded. Don't be smug or even think for a moment that you know it all. Never hold a grudge or try to get even, but plan your life around the noblest way to benefit others. Do your best to live as everybody's friend. Beloved, don't be obsessed with taking revenge, but leave that to God's righteous justice. For the scriptures say, vengeance is mine and I will repay, says the Lord. And if your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with kindness. For your surprising generosity will awaken his conscience and God will reward you with favor. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. Amen? Amen. Amen. Jay?
Everybody say, yay, God. Yay, God. The team can sit down. I've just got a couple quick words. And before I do that, one of our amazing ladies, Nicole, had a prophetic dream that she shared with me that I thought was very pertinent and goes along with it. But the essence of the dream boiled down to this is that there's a lot of people that are now coming into the kingdom, being born again. And there's a lot of excitement, and it feels like there's a lot of joy and excitement aimed at the new ones, and there's a lot of gifting and a talent that's being aimed at them. But then there's those who have been saved for a long time kind of going like, what about me? Feeling left out. And it goes back to this sense of loneliness. And the Lord just wants to remind you, there's room at the table for you, right? We need to shift from this mindset of the older brother that says, because the younger brothers come back in, that means, therefore, I don't have a seat at the Father's table and I don't have a part in my inheritance. And the reality is, it says, no, it's a yes and a yes. And I feel like as we're entering into this season, if you've been walking with the Lord for a while, the word we gave earlier about amazement is going to be really important for you. Get back to that place of childlike amazement, saying, I'm amazed because these new ones are coming in and it excites me because they're not taking my seat. They actually have their own seat, and I can participate in that. Amen? All right. There was a word that was released a few years ago, and I just felt like the Lord said this morning to reread it by Lana Vosser. She's an Australian prophet. And the title of it was this. It is, Texas, I am coming. I'm coming in a way that I've never come in before. And I felt like the Lord says to reread this word because there's an advancement that's taken place in it. She says, as I've been sitting with the Lord praying for Texas and the devastating situation with Hurricane Harvey, so that'll tell you when it was written, I heard the words say this, the tide is turning in Texas. I believe this is a decree of the Lord over the major breakthrough that has been happening and will continue to increase over Texas as the outpouring of His Spirit continues. As I continue to sit with the Lord, I heard the words, Texas, I'm coming in. I'm coming in a way that I've never come in before. I'm going to come in a way you've never seen before. I'm coming, and I'm coming. I'm going to come make a way where there is no way. The tide is turning in Texas. The way it has been will no longer be that way. There is a new day upon you, Texas. There's a new day upon you, Texas, and I am with you. I am holding you. I'm releasing the manifestation of the new day of destiny written in the scrolls of heaven over you, Texas. As this storm has come to devastate, I'm coming to activate a greater tipping point of breakthrough upon you, Texas. a whole new level of signs, wonders, and miracles as I show up. I'm fighting for you, Texas. I'm standing with you, my people, as you decree. What the enemy has sinned against you, I will turn. Where the enemy has come to devastate, I'm coming to add to you. There's a battle in the heavenlies happening over Texas right now, but I have released my angels of recompense. Prepare for visitation. Prepare for visitation, for I am coming, and I'm coming. I'm coming, and I'm coming as the King of glory. You will see my glory like you've never seen my people before. Lift up your eyes and command the storm to pass. Command the storm to turn, for the enemy's attempts will be turned on their head, and you will see me come. You will see me come, your King of glory. Your greatest days of visitation are upon you, my children. Your greatest days of outpouring are upon you and have begun and is about to increase in a way you've never seen. I'm going to show up unexpectedly in your midst, and you will be left in awe. The enemy has come to bring terror and fear, but I'm coming to restore awe. I'm coming to reveal my goodness, my nature in a way you've never seen. The train of my robe will fill Texas. My glory is coming in unprecedented ways. It's a new day, so no longer moving with the old. The guards are shifting. The positions are changing. The making room for the new thing I am doing is happening. I'm coming fiercely and furiously with my fire, and you will see my holiness like you've never seen before, my people. Unprecedented encounters with me. My glory and holiness will be seen among you, leaving you crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The ground the enemy has occupied in Texas has been uprooted. I saw a tidal wave of his spirit. I'm not referring to this hurricane or the flood, but in the spirit, coming in with such peace and strength through Texas, and a deep uprooting was taking place. The Lord was going into the hidden places in Texas, and he was uprooting the roots and the legal grounds that the enemy has had in Texas. Then I heard these words: "The ground the enemy has occupied in Texas is being uprooted. I've come in response to the cries of intercession of my people, and I am uprooting strongholds, and a whole new move of my spirit is about to be released in Texas. The areas where the enemies rejoiced over land taken, now his days of greatest mourning are upon him. And he is reminded of his defeat as he's remained in his position under the feet of my people. And now my people will rejoice, and a whole new level of praise will rise from my people in Texas as the strongholds of old come tumbling down, and I make a way in the wilderness, streams in the desert, and a whole new area of breakthrough in the areas that have been held by the enemy is suddenly turned and handed to my people to begin extending my kingdom in greater ways. And I saw the enemy and other demonic figures dancing around what looked like an idol, and it reminded me of Baal. As they danced around and looked at and rejoiced at this idol that they had built in Texas, I saw lightning fall from heaven and suddenly strike this idol. And it not only tumbled down to the ground, but it was completely destroyed into dust. And then suddenly where it was, a huge fountain appeared in its place. Then I heard the Lord say, the idol of religion has come down. I am striking down religion. I'm striking down the spirit of religion. And where it's had its greatest hold, I'm raising up fountains of life. And my living water where many will come to drink of my salvation and revelation from all over the world. The very areas where the spirit of religion has had its strongest hold, I am breaking it. I'm removing it. And those places shall be known as wells of my spirit. Revelation to be the key in the outpouring I'm releasing. Get ready, Texas. Get ready, Texas. I'm coming in a way that is unexpected. I'm coming in a way that is completely new. And the train of my robe is going to cover Texas. As I step in as the King of glory, and my holiness is restored in Texas like never before. Let's just rejoice at that. I don't know about you, I feel the weight on it. I feel the expectation, I feel the awe, I feel the wonder. If this is new to you, you've never experienced a service like this, get ready, this is what the new thing looks like. This is the way it flows, and you need to have a confident expectation. The last word is I wore my Oral Roberts t-shirt, not just because my oldest goes to Oral Roberts, but I felt like the Lord say specifically, it's time for the new Oral Roberts to raise up. It's time for the new Oral Roberts to raise up. They're not going to look like the original, but they're going to carry the anointing for healing and breakthrough that is triple what he carried. I heard the Lord say specifically, the anointing and the breakthrough that these new Oral Roberts will carry will be triple of what he carried through. We've always talked about, I want a double portion, and the Lord says, why are you settling for a double portion? I got something triple. I'm going to expediently bring breakthrough to you in new ways. And so I felt like the Lord said for you to stand up as I release a breakthrough over you right now. Pastor Stephen said it, words carry power. So I'm going to declare over you, right, not just being raised up, but they have been raised up in this house. And I declare right now that you carry a triple anointing of what's come before. No longer settle for double. No longer limit yourself for only a little bit more. But the Lord says, exceedingly abundantly above what you might ask, think, or imagine is upon you now in Jesus' name. You are the people of the breakthrough. You are the people who carry healing, creative miracles, so that the King of Glory will get all the reward of his suffering. And the extension of his kingdom will be felt in Texas and throughout the entirety of the earth. I declare right now, triple, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.